Now, just before we turn to the scriptures, you know, we don't know what it is that's brought you here this afternoon, or this evening rather. You know, maybe it is that you've come in off the back of one of the flyers that was given out. We, on Saturday and a little bit yesterday, handed out some 6,000 flyers around Coleshill and Water Orton and into the vast expanse of Shustoke. And maybe it is that you've received one of those invites, and it is on the back of that invite that you've come in here this afternoon. Or maybe it is that you've been brought by a friend. We don't know. But, you know, what I want to do, and I don't intend to speak long, and I intend to speak very simply, is just to simply set out as we embark upon these 2 weeks of meetings here in Coleshill, just to make it clear who we are, what we believe, and what we're here for. Now, the first of those questions I can answer very simply. Who we are is this. We are a group of born-again believers who are gathered to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in Upper Hill Street, Coventry. That's who we are. We're just simply believers on the Lord Jesus Christ. We are recipients of divine grace. We've been saved by grace. We came to a point in our experience when we called upon the name of the Lord for salvation, and we were saved. And we simply now just seek to gather in accordance with what the New Testament scriptures especially would teach us. That's all we are. Just a group of born-again believers who are simply gathered to the name of the Lord Jesus. And we're from Coventry. That's who we are. What we believe, well, we're going to consider that not only tonight, but in the 2 weeks as we enter into this series. But if I was to just put it very succinctly and very simply for you, we believe the Bible. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and infallible Word of God. All 66 books, we believe it to be God's revelation to man. And we believe that it is in God's Word where we see something of the eternal and unchanging character of God revealed. One who is light and in whom there is no darkness at all. It is in the Word of God where we see just who we are, who have sinned and fallen short of his standards, and justly and duly we receive the wrath of God upon us for our sin. And yet it is in this great volume, it is in God's word we see how God in his love would ever send his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come into the world, a world that would reject him, yet he would come into this world to seek and to save that which was lost, to save us from our sin, so that we might be saved and forgiven, and that we might have a relationship with God, that we might know heaven as our home. That's simply what we believe. We believe God's word. We believe the Bible and everything that is contained therein. Well, that takes us to our third point, really. Well, what is it that we're here for? What is it we're here for? Why have we come all the way from Coventry? Why have we come to Coleshill? Why are we, God willing, in a few weeks' time, going to go across to other villages across North Warwickshire? What is it that we are here for? Well, that is where we want to go tonight. So I'm going to turn, please, for a few readings through the scriptures. And the first is in the Acts. In fact, most of these verses, I'm just going to pick up a few little verses and predominantly found for us in the Acts. So we're in the Acts chapter 5, and we're going to read in verse 42, and this is going to answer the third of those questions that I want to just consider with you. Well, what is it that we are here for? Acts chapter 5, verse 42, and it's speaking about the disciples of the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus has gone back to heaven by this point, and this is the work that they are doing. And it says in verse 42 that daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Now bear that in mind and come across with me to chapter 8. Chapter 8 now. Chapter 8, verse 4. And here we read this, that therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Now cast your eyes down to verse 35. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Now over, please, into the next chapter, chapter 9, verse 20. And we're thinking now of a man, Paul, and he says this, that straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. Chapter 10 and verse 36. And Peter is the preacher here, and he says this, the word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things that he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead, and he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Now just pick up another verse, chapter 11 and verse 20. I trust that you're beginning to pick up on the theme here. What are we here for? Acts chapter 11, verse 20. Some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. Now chapter 13 and verse 5. And we're thinking of Paul now. Paul, he takes the gospel out on different missionary journeys. And it says this, that they'd come to Cyprus, and when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God. Now down that chapter, verse 38. And Paul says this in a different place now. He says, be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. In chapter 14 and verse 7, and they're again here in a different place, in Lystra, and it says this, and there they preached the gospel. And I think that will just suffice for our readings, and we trust it is with the Lord's blessing. So that really, we read all that, and I appreciate I read a number of verses, but it is just to establish this fact, that the reason that we are here, the reason why we have come from Coventry to Coleshill for these 2 weeks is to preach. Is to preach. There they preached the gospel. That's what it said of Paul. And that is what it, we trust can be said of us. You know, earlier this year, and John Sheldon will know this, he was very faithful at bringing different friends to Shard End. We had 2 weeks of meetings at Shard End. And why were we there? We were there to preach the gospel. Why are we here? We're here to preach the gospel. As we say, in a couple of weeks' time, we'll be going to the village of Philongly. Why are we going there? To preach the gospel. And then from there, we'll be going into Nuneaton and into Stockingford. And why are we going there? To preach the gospel. That is, you see, what the Lord Jesus Christ had instructed his disciples to do. Before he went to heaven, he could say to his disciples, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. And so the Lord Jesus Christ, he told us to do it. And as we've read those various verses through the Acts, that is exactly what the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ had done after he went back to heaven. They preached the word. They preached Jesus. They preached the Lord Jesus. They preached the gospel. And so it is that here we are, all these years later, here in Coleshill, with one purpose, to preach the gospel. You know, we're not here to plant a church. That's not why we're here. We're not here to plant a church. We're not even here to increase our membership. That is not why we're here. We are here for one reason and one reason only, and that is to preach the Lord Jesus. To preach Him and Him crucified and risen again from the dead. That's the only reason why we are here. Now, I just want to, just for a few moments, 5-10 minutes, and if I go over that, you can tell me off afterwards. I just want to expand that very simply. And this, we trust, will just set the foundation for what the second speaker will build on, and what the speakers in the 2 weeks hence will build on as well. And we want to just think about what it is that we are preaching. And so I want to think firstly about the pages from which we are preaching. And then we want to think about the person who we are preaching. And then finally, we just want to think a bit about the prospect that we're preaching. Firstly, the pages from which we are preaching. Now, it will be so. I say that absolutely emphatically, that it will be the case that every single preacher that comes to this platform will at some point in their message read from the Bible. Why is that? Because as we say, we believe it to be the Word of God. The inspired Word of God. You know, that's what the Bible says. It says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That means it is literally breathed out of God. This is God's living Word from Genesis all the way through to Revelation. You know, it doesn't matter whether the preacher, he reads from the Old Testament or whether the preacher reads from the New Testament. It is all the living Word of God. And if you will but allow it, it will speak to you. You know, God through His Spirit, the Spirit it takes up the Word of God and will apply it to you. And it will reveal to you something of the character of the God with whom we have to do. We believe that. God will reveal Himself to you. And it will be impressed upon you through reading His Word and through listening to preachers preaching from the Word of God that God is light. That the Lord is righteous in all His ways and holy in all His works. And something of the righteousness of God will be impressed upon you from hearing the Word of God preached. You will begin to understand just how great God is. You know, God has revealed Himself in a number of ways. Romans would tell us that. He has revealed Himself through creation, and indeed, what a glorious evening we have this evening. He has revealed Himself through creation. You know, creation is so vast. It is so vast. You can look at the great cosmos. You know, we were hearing a couple of weeks back just how expansive this universe is. And yet, the Bible tells us concerning God that He made the stars also. As though it was just a small thing. A God in His creation, and it's so vast. And God has revealed Himself through creation, yes. I tell you another way how God has revealed Himself through conscience. Conscience that is within us that just convicts us when we know we've done something that we shouldn't have done. And we don't do something that we know that we should have done. That's another way that God has revealed Himself to us. But God has revealed Himself through His Word. From Genesis through to Revelation. And that is why we preach the Word. That is why we read those verses that told us that is exactly what disciples did. They preach the Word of God. Because it is through the Word of God that God has revealed Himself. Something of His eternal and unchanging character. And so as you come to the Word of God, you'll appreciate just how holy God is. And as a result, you'll appreciate this. Just how sinful we are. You will begin to see that despite everything that I thought about myself, indeed what God's Word said is true. That we are as an unclean thing. That all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And you will just see something then about how great God is and how holy God is. And yet how in comparison, how wicked I am. how sinful I am, how deserving of God's judgment I am. That is why we preach from the pages of Scripture, because it is the living Word of God. And if you will but hear, God will speak to you through His Word. So the pages from which we preach, the person who we preach. You know, I would have gone on to read for you in 2 Corinthians in chapter 4 and verse 5. There it says very simply this: we preach not ourselves. We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord. That's who we preach. That's exactly what we read through the Acts. They preached Jesus. They preached the Lord Jesus. They preached Jesus Christ. Everything that they were preaching centered around Him, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you see, that is who the gospel's about. It's all about Him. It's all about what He has done. And it's because of Him, and it's only because of Him, that a sinner can ever be made right with God. It's only because of what He has done that a sinner can be saved and forgiven. That is what Paul was preaching there as we read it. Through this man, not through us, not through us, a preacher, but through this man, through the Lord Jesus, is preached the forgiveness of sins. That is why we preach Him. Because, you know, we read in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12 that neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That is why we preach Him. Did you know that everything in the Bible is all about Him? It's all about the Lord Jesus. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ, he could say after He had died and after He had risen again, He could say to His disciples, He could take them on a little journey and explain to them how everything that was written in the Old Testament, it was all speaking about Him. So He expanded to them the things of Moses, it says, and of the prophets, the things concerning Himself. And so He says, everything that the Old Testament says is speaking about Me. You see, you know, when you come to Genesis in chapter 3, you read a very solemn chapter indeed, perhaps the greatest tragedy. Sin came into this world. Adam disobeyed what God had given him. Man fell into sin as a result. And separation from God came in. But, you know, the Lord Jesus, as He's with His disciples, telling them about how Moses was speaking about Himself, He could just save them. He says, you know, there in Genesis in chapter 3, when it speaks about the seed of the woman, it's speaking about Me. When it speaks about one who is going to crush the serpent's head and have the victory over Satan once and for all and forever, it's speaking about Me. Or He could say, you remember that time that is recorded for us in Genesis and chapter 20. When Abraham and Isaac go up to a mountain and they've got no animal for the sacrifice, and Isaac says to Abraham, where is the lamb for the burnt offering? You remember when Abraham says, God will provide Himself a lamb? It's speaking about Me. And so you see, the Lord Jesus Christ, He could say that everything that the Old Testament says, all the little pictures, all the little types, all the little shadows, all the prophecies that are contained, it's all pointing forward to Me. Because it's all about Him. And we say to you that if you're ever going to be in heaven, it's not because of anything that you have done. I can say that of a truth of myself. That I'm not going to be in heaven because of anything that I have done, because I recognize. I came to a point in my experience when I recognized that I deserve only one thing, and that was God's judgment. You know, and I grew up in a Christian home, right? That was my upbringing. I was a relatively good boy, but I recognized that I deserved only one thing, and that was judgment. But you see, there was a point in my experience when I saw that the Lord Jesus Christ, the very Son of God, He, out of love for me, came from heaven, came into this world, and lived a sinless life, and went all the way to Calvary to there pay the price that my sins deserved. I realized that there he was wounded for my transgressions, that there he was bruised for my iniquities, that there the chastisement of my peace was laid upon him, and so that with his stripes I can be healed. And there was a point when I recognized it's all about him. It's not about me. I can never do anything to deal with the problem of my sin. I am just yet without strength. But Christ has died for the ungodly. Christ has died for me. And I came to a point in my experience when I trusted him to be my Savior. So the pages from which we preach, they preach the word. The person who we preach the Lord Jesus. We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. Let me just say this in just a minute about the prospect. Something of the prospect that we're preaching. We read together how Paul could say, and we quoted it already, that through this man, through the Lord Jesus, is preached the forgiveness of sins. That's the prospect that we're preaching. Sin is that which has separated us from God. Sin will lead us to a lost eternity in hell and the lake of fire. But through this man, through the Lord Jesus, the one whom we're seeking to preach each and every evening, is preached forgiveness. That's something that lasts forever, by the way. It's not we are forgiven today and tomorrow we have to be forgiven again. When we come and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our own personal Savior, we're forgiven. Our sins have been removed, says the Bible, as far as the east is from the west. That's how far he has removed our transgressions from us. And so we preach the forgiveness of sins. We read also in Acts 10 about preaching peace. Right? Now we look out into a world that is very sad. It grieves us, doesn't it? You know, we switch on the news and they tell you good evening and they tell you all the reasons why it's not. And so you read about and you hear about the wars and you read about the viruses and you just think it's all happening again and it's just bad news, bad news, bad news. But we're preaching peace. We're preaching peace. Through Jesus Christ, you can have peace. Through the blood of his cross, you can have peace with God. What a prospect. Forgiveness of sins, peace. You can have eternal life and you can have heaven as your home. That's what we're preaching. So who are we? We're simply a group of Bible-believing Christians, born again, trusted the Lord Jesus Christ for our salvation. That's who we are. What we believe, well, we'll expand that as the week goes on. But what are we here for? We're here to preach. We're here to preach the word. We're here to preach the person of Jesus Christ. We're here to preach the prospect that can be yours if you would but repent towards God and exercise faith in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Forgiveness of sins, peace, and assured of a home in heaven.